Last night he scared me when he said I was going to speak today. I didn't know I was. But I'm glad he did, because I really have had a burden lately, because a few people have come up to me and talked to me and said, how do you know? How did you know that you were really called? How did you know? You know, I want to serve the Lord, and I want to go, and I want to do His will no matter where it is. And they honestly are sincere, but how did you know? And I say, I don't know. I just had a peace. And when I first got convicted of my life, and I changed, and I said, Lord, I want to serve you. I know I'm not very much, but I do want to serve you. It was just simple. And I want to live my life right, and I don't want to do the things that I've been doing. Help me. And so I got into the Word, and I started reading the Bible, which I'd never really done before on a daily basis. And the Lord convicted my heart of some things, and I tried changing. And then I got a real burden for Rossi, and I started praying for her every day, especially Rossi and other missionaries also. And then I just felt like the Lord called me to work with Rossi. And it didn't work out that way, but I feel like He used that to show me and give me a burden. And now, even though I don't work with Rossi or anything, I feel like He led me to Mexico to work with Brother Dale and them. And there's been times where I think, well, I want to come home, but I know in my heart that the Lord says, no, this is where I want you. And that's all I can say, is that I have a peace in my heart that no matter what, I know that's where He wants me. And so I'm happy to be there and to serve Him, even through the hard and trying times. And I'm even scared to tell you where I started studying out service and where to serve and how to serve the Lord. And I looked in the concordance of all things, I stopped in Joshua. I thought Brother Dale would enjoy it. No, but I really, last night I got a blessing from Joshua, and I'd like to share it with you. Joshua 24, verses 14 through about 24, and I'd go ahead and read them all. Joshua 24, 14. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on in the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is a jealous, for He will forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen your Lord to serve Him. And they say, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and His voice will we obey. And I got a blessing from that. I thought, we need to choose the day. In verse 15 it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. And that's what we need to do, is choose this day. Who are we going to serve? Are we going to serve our jobs and our family, or are we going to serve the Lord? And we need to do it with sincerity and truth and just all willingness. And the thing is, it's not some complicated matter. We just need to serve Him and do what He tells us to do. Like in verse 14, it brings that up. In sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served. But just serve Him. Just the simple truth, and tell other people the simple plan of salvation. It's just a simple thing, in sincerity, and be honest in your own heart. And then the most important thing was in verse 23. That we have to do is to incline our heart. We have to listen. We have to say, Lord, I want to serve you wherever it is, whether it's in Mexico, New Guinea, or Africa, or here in San Antonio, or in New York, or wherever it be. We need to incline our heart and be willing and say, yes, Lord, I show me where you want me to go. And I have a burden to serve you and follow you and do what you want me to do. Show me. And then once he does reveal to us, we need to obey him. In verse 24, it says, the Lord our God will we serve, and in his voice will we obey. We need to obey him once he does tell us where to go, whether it's to stay here and who to witness. But in our everyday lives, we need to obey him and be in contact with him, because he will show us what to do every day, who to witness to and where to go and how to act, and he can help us. And we need to obey his call and his voice and do exactly what he tells us to do. And then we'll be faithful servants. And I know this whole week I've been convicted of, I'm not a faithful servant. And I don't do what I should. And I'm not in constant contact with the Lord, listening to what he has for me to do every day, every hour. If I would be in that kind of contact, I'd be a much better witness. And I wouldn't be ashamed to tell other people. But that was the burden the Lord laid on my heart, is I know I'm not a faithful servant, but we do need to serve him. We need to serve him faithfully, with a sincere heart, and we need to obey what he tells us to do. And what kind of servant are you?
Amen.